Bible tells us about a man who ruled Babylon and all its land. Around the city he built a wall and declared that Babylon would never fall. He had concubines and wives. He called his Babylon paradise. On his throne he drank and ate, but for Belshazzar it was getting late. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. Well, the people feasted and drank their wine and praised the false gods of his time. All holy things they scorned and mocked, but suddenly all their mocking stopped. For on the wall there appeared a hand, nothing else, there was no man. In blood the hand began to write, and Belshazzar couldn't hide his pride. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. Well, no one around could understand what was written by the mystic hand. Belshazzar tried but couldn't find a man who could give him peace of mind. But Daniel the prophet, a man of God, he saw the writing on the wall in blood. Belshazzar asked him what it said, and Daniel turned to the wall and read, "My friend, you're weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your kingdom is divided, it can't stand. You're weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your houses are built upon the sand."
Hello. Rapture-centric church, Judy here. God bless everybody today. Happy Translation Day. Happy Translation Weekend. Happy Translation Day. Happy Translation RCC. You ready to walk like Enoch walked? I am. I want to say thank you to Tana for letting me host today. Judy here. Tana, thank you. I called her and asked her. The Lord asked me yesterday if I could do both days on the weekend, and I said, sure. He wanted me to, but I hadn't asked Tana yet, and she said, no problem. She was up late in the chat room talking about all the wonderful things God is doing with Jason and Jerry and Billy and Gemma were in the chat room till, I guess, 3 a.m. Cali time. So, and Tana has a softball game if we're here, so she was happy to let me host. So thank you, Tana. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
Good. How's your day?
It's been busy. I got out and moved around some. That was good. Haven't eaten anything for everybody's update. But
yes,
soon.
Gandhi. He's on a hunger strike. Jerry is our Gandhi.
Yep.
It's been eventful. So, yeah, so tomorrow, if we're here, would be 7 days on your hunger strike. And I think Jesus is joining on hunger strike because, see, he's jumping up and down telling the Father, get them now, get them now. So, you know,
right.
He's on strike too, I'm sure of it. I don't know what kind of strike, but I know my son's vision was Jesus jumping up and down, throwing a fit, saying, I want to go get them now. God the Father holding him back. And Jesus was so insistent in one of the visions that he got in a chariot and started coming, and the Lord took a, he saw a big hand out of the sky pull him back.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Some of those people remember, if you're listening and you followed Blog Talk, were there when he was having the vision live. I don't remember which show it was, but it was very fun. Anywho, so I believe that your, Jerry, your, you know, strike is well heard in heaven, because I believe heaven is striking too. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's very encouraging. I thought this was my idea, but it only took hours after I started to realize that he was in this, and he basically gave a very strong confirmation through you that that was the case. But I can tell you every day, some days were worse than others. Yesterday was a little bit more difficult, but today is a little easier. And I can just tell he's totally in this. He's definitely made this easier than it might have been otherwise. He's definitely been in it, but I'm very thankful for it. I mean, he's saved me a lot of the discomfort that might go along with this. I really haven't had any headaches. It's been pretty good. Most days have been pretty good. But, boy, you know, that instinct of eating, it's a pretty strong one. It's pretty strong. Anyway, I think I'm good for the rest of the day anyway.
Very good. Well, thank you for the update. Glad to have you here. I want to welcome to the chat room Billy and Tressie and Tana and Rojo and Michelle and our guest and Deborah, and it looks like a David popped in there. And God bless everybody today. I want to a lot has gone on, okay? Jerry. No worries. Since Tana usually hosts on Sunday, before I begin, let's listen to her cheery, happy voice say hello to us. Hi,
hello,
Tana.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Jerry. Hi, Judy. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Tana.
I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I am going to see you today, or Flower. I'm going to see you, Flower. Happy Flower Day, everyone. I love
Amen.
You. I love you, everyone listening. Yep. Hi. So, hi. Yeah, playoffs tonight. So, I'm pooping from the field unless we go now.
Amen. Well, thank you, Tana, for letting me host.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem.
And, and so God never asked me to do a weekend. Like, he was, like, asking me to do it. So, and so I was like, okay, Lord, I know it was him. He said it, like, more than once. But then I just felt like, well, I said, okay, my final confirmation, and I didn't really need it, but I was like, I want Tana to be really agreeable to it. And she was like, oh, I'm so glad because I'm tired. It was perfect. And I just feel like he wants to say some special things. He did something very incredible again to me, and I want to share that. And I'm really, actually, you guys, I'm really blown away. I'm almost unable to talk about it because it's so huge. But I want to welcome Andre. I love you, Andre. He's Neon1111 in the chat room. I have sometimes forwarded his emails to you guys. He's very much a numbers thinker, garage type guy. And he has interesting thoughts, and I like his thoughts. And he's been rather isolated because of his thoughts. They're not the mainstream way of thinking. But I'm glad he's found a home here because we don't all have to agree, but we agree to love each other. And we're all excited about one thing, and that's the Lord coming. So, Andre, I'm so glad you're here. And believe it or not, Andre, I actually believe in a lot of the ways that you believe. And thank you, Tressie, for sharing. Tressie shared something in the chat room, and I didn't totally agree with it, but I thank him for sharing. I just happen to believe a 10-year-old prophet, but he was posting what LV Zapata was saying about, so just, you guys, believe who the Lord is leading you to believe. Believe what he tells you. It's fun to watch all the different videos and see all the different people, but, you know, the most important thing is, what is the Lord telling you? Where is he leading you? You know, what group are you in? You know, God is really putting people together in this last hour, and I feel so blessed to be a part of this rapture-centric family. And I don't totally agree with that. I believe that from what he showed Little John, the timeline is that the trib starts 4 days, the 3 days of darkness after the worldwide rapture, and on the fourth day, that's when the comet rains down for a full 24 hours, and on the fifth day, it is 24 hours of nukes hitting all over the USA. So, but, you know, go where God, you don't have to believe a 10-year-old prophet. You don't have to believe me. I'm hosting today. So, but God bless LV Zapata and the things that, you know, he believes the Lord has shown him. and we can just all come together and share our different things. And we're blessed for it. We're blessed that our highest thing here is love. We don't argue. We don't need to have arguments. And it's just ridiculous. I was looking at the comments section on a video today, and I was like, this is so ridiculous. People are being so catty. Like Keith had said, he said, I notice when it gets really high rapture times, people on YouTube just fight like cats and dogs. And I was noticing that. So, yeah, Nan, we see your comments. I'm right here. I'm hosting, so it's kind of hard for me to write back, but I love you too. I'm rapture-centric one-on-one, 101, one-on-one. But so, Tana, you want to do your lovely I love you, Jesus thing so we can get started?
I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I worship you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. We love you here at RCC. Thank you for putting us together. Thank you, Jesus. We know you're coming soon, and thank you for the wonderful works, and we know your timing is perfect, and had you not tarried, that some of our friends and family would have not have made it into the rapture. So thank you for tarrying, but thank you that you are coming, flower, to get us. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, Jesus, forever. And I can't wait to have you throw your arms around me and me throw my arms around you and just hug you eternally. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Ditto. Ditto. All of RCC, we say that all. I think we all agree with what she just said. So, Lord, hear our prayer. We love you so much. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the incredible signs you're giving each one of us. I hope Katie calls in because the Lord is doing the same thing to her that he's doing to me. So it was really encouraging when I talked to her today to hear that she's just as flat out hammered as I am, barely able to function. He's telling her so much that it's now, that it's today, that it's almost like she had to stay in the shower, stop, stop. And she's having the best day ever that she's had. She's just super happy. She's going to try to call in, but the Lord is telling her it's now. And she got to talk to her mom for a good hour on the phone. It was a really wonderful phone call with her mom. You know, she let her mom know, I'm not going back. I'm going home in the rapture from here in New York and Vermont. And this is where the Lord has me, Mom. And it was just, I heard it was good. She said it was really good. So praise God. And, you know, because of that, I really believe God brings peace in families and people get raptured because of the unity and love. So praise God. So I just want to let on Michelle because I wasn't sure. She doesn't usually call in. So, Michelle, was there something you were wanting to share? Hi, Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I like the jackass peanuts at your job. I got the picture you texted me.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was quite funny, and it reminded me of you.
Oh, what happens to the humor?
Actually, there was something I wanted to share.
I had a cool experience
occur in my sleep today, and I was laying there, and it was like I had woken up, and it was right before my translation time, and then I fell back asleep, and then it's like I felt my body want to rise up, or at least my spirit, and I remember at that time I was like, Lord, come, take me now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, I'm loving this. Say it again.
Okay, so I was laying there, and I felt like my body was wanting to go upward, or at least my spirit was. And then I remember thinking, shouting in my head, come, Lord, come, now.
What time was it when that happened?
It was probably about 1:30 this afternoon, Central Time.
Okay, well, that's very cool. So I think quite as many of us have had that body going up sensation, but I don't think you have, huh, Michelle?
I still have yet to have it, like, in real life, but I don't remember if I've had it before in my dream. I think I have once before had it in my sleep, but I haven't had it in real life, like, being consciously awake.
Wow. Well, yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, I had it a little bit on June 28th when I was in the auditorium when we were at the show that my daughter was involved with. But what I really wanted to say was, two nights ago, I asked him for that sensation. And he said, you know, will you do that and, you know, show that to me, because I've not experienced it before other than that one time. And you know, because I was, anyway. And he said he would. But it hasn't happened yet. And he's got me thinking that maybe he's just going to do it for real.
Wow.
And, you know, instead of demonstrating it, I think, you know, I'm thinking that maybe that's what he's leading me to believe. So,
wow, that'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah, because when I said yes, I thought it was going to be that night. And it didn't happen. It didn't happen the next night. Actually, maybe three nights ago. And anyway, but after the second night, I started to think, even the first night, I was starting to think, maybe he just means for real when it comes soon, which is today.
Mm-hmm.
Or flower. Flower.
I love you.
Flower. Well, Stacy popped in chat. I'm so happy you're here, Stacy and Carol. Love you, Carol. And Deborah Somerset and Gemma. And Alana popped in chat. I'm so glad you're back in chat, Alana. And because I know when she was out for a while with her tech demons, we didn't have her there. So I'm glad she's there. Also, I just, for some reason, I'm feeling like before I share, Marianne, do you have something to share? Hi, Marianne. Welcome.
Hey. It just sounds, Judy, you just sound like you're totally hammered. I will say that.
I'm sitting in the spot of my back.
I figured as much. I just got a text message from Emily, my niece, about my brother, and said that he was getting his hair buzzed because yesterday was his first chemo treatment. And she just now sent this, and I love this. He looks like a general ready to fight.
Wow.
And I feel like that's going to be all of us soon, hopefully. That's all.
Oh, it will be. Do you want to share what Peter John's update is today real quick? He sent me the text this morning. Jerry did some research on it.
Oh, yeah. He posted something on his website about this, was it 276? Is that what the day is? And that is today from September 2nd, 2016, which is the end of his calendar, and that represents Herpazo and Strong's concordance. So he had been predicting, well, not predicting, not date setting, today, September 7th, a high watch date. Just like you guys have been feeling in the spirit, you know, he calculates it from the visit from Jesus and the calendar and the clock and everything else.
Right.
And today was the two, whatever it was, until September the 2nd, 2016, meaning Herpazo. So it was very interesting.
Yeah.
I texted it to Judy as encouragement and just kind of like what she was already feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. I like Peter John. I respect him because he has a lot of love. And he's one of the people on YouTube that has not called me a witch. I mean, pretty much everyone has. I really respect him because he walks in a lot of love. I emailed him. I made some comments and stuff, and he was very kind to me. So I like him, okay?
Yeah, I think he's the real deal.
Yeah, he's the real deal. I asked the Lord. He got a clock, and his clock is right. But according to his clock, today represents the first day that the first group would be going, although the only thing I don't, which I believe is going to happen, but I know people have already been taken. So I just love how the Lord has shown him, because I really believe with his time frames, I agree. I don't think the tribulation is going to be as long as we all think it is. That's what's in my spirit. It's going to be a lot shorter, the great trip. And the other thing is that God already took Kevin, and so that was a translation. I don't know if he went with a group or if he went alone. But so we know that God had already told my son and I he has been taking people. FEMA has been taking, he told my son, FEMA's taken some, aliens have taken some, and I've taken some. So you know, this whole rapture has begun. It began in 2013. We're still in 2013, and it's continuing. And today is a big day on Peter John's calendar from what the clock that God gave him. And I really respect that calendar. It's lining up with what God's showing me and a lot of people at RCC. It's just exciting. So thanks for texting that to me.
Yeah. And he also specifically mentioned Enoch and Elijah today in his thing. I was kind of excited about that.
Wow.
He recognizes those two translations. And he also, you know, says about the barley, the wheat, and the grape harvest. And he still says that it's like sheep through a gate. You know, people, you know, will have different appointments. Although, you know, we could be in a holding area, Judy, and we have our different appointments where we, you know, disappear from Earth, but we're all, like, sitting in together in the waiting room and the train station. Whose thing was that? Somebody said we're in a train station. So
I had a dream of us sitting, arriving at the train station, then us as a group sitting in a room, and then I've had us meeting, and then my recent dream was me being raptured up to heaven, so...
Wow. It's just
good.
All the puzzle pieces. Nobody has everything, you know, but we all put it together.
Yep. Yeah, it was really cute because I asked the Lord, because he did give us a pretty large piece to a little 10-year-old, and I asked him not long ago, I said, can you tell me how long the trip is going to be after we get taken? And because I'm thinking it's even under 3.5 years, and that's my hunch. And he told me not long at all, and I was like, can you be a little more specific? And he told me, I'm not going to tell a jackass everything, you know. I've told you a lot. I'm not going to tell everything to you. But that's why I encourage everybody to ask, because, you know, God likes to give pieces to people. He likes to do that. So if you ask the same question I ask, maybe he'll tell you, and then you can tell us, okay?
Well, I think it's the time of the locust. From May to September, that's the time of the locust in the Middle East. And up until May in 2016 will be, you know, the rise of the Antichrist and, you know, people getting chipped and all that other stuff. But then the you know, the final bowl judgments and the vials and stuff will be the last 5 months. And it will be shortened because otherwise nobody would survive. That's been my understanding in my spirit. I could be wrong.
Well, if anybody here at the RCC family, if the Lord gives you, because he can very well do it, he told a 10-year-old very specific things. He told me a lot of stuff. Ask him after we get taken, the bride, if he would share with you how long the trip will be. I have a feeling he'll tell somebody. But see, he wants to work with all of us. So if anyone gets an answer on that, we're going to understand it all in the blink of an eye, but it's fun to know. And if he actually does give that revelation to somebody, that'd be cool. Alana has a dream. Alana, she has a dream she wants to share. So welcome, Alana.
Thank you. Hello, church.
Hi, Alana. I love you guys.
No, I don't. This is very quick. I had something happen last night. I don't normally dream. I wish that I could remember it. It happened, and I thought I should write this down, and then I fell right back asleep. The thing that stands out about it very briefly is that it was technicolor, not blurry like a dream. It was very clear, and it was almost as though it was in like 4, 5, 6 dimensions. Everything had depth. And it wasn't 2D at all. And I was waiting in a room with some people, and I knew them all. We seemed young somehow. And someone said, and I wish I could remember more, but somebody said to me, it's time to go. And I was very excited and just started moving towards the door, and I didn't know what I was going to do, but I knew that I would, I don't know what I knew, but I wanted to share that because I don't normally have dreams, and it had a sense of not really being a dream, but I can't call it a vision either, but I wanted to share that because you are the church, and you are people that I love. I wish I could get into that, but I can't. So that's all I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Alana.
Wow, cool.
Does anyone have any feedback on what she just shared? Keith might. He's our dream guy. Keith, hi, Keith. Do you have any feedback on that?
No, I couldn't hear her real well, so I wasn't getting all of it.
Alana, can you say the dream again?
Okay, Keith. It was very brief and sketchy what I remember of it. But I remember that thing that stood out about it was that the sensation of it was not dreamlike. It was more real than almost real life. And I was in a room with people that I seemed to know somehow. And all that I remember, there was a lot that there was there, and I can't remember. But what was said to me was, okay, it's time to go. And I had something to do, and we had something to do. And that is what I remember. And I'm sorry, there's not very, very yet.
Well, I like what was told to you. It's time to go. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it sounds like a rapture dream anyways, even with the part that you didn't get, which there was more of it, but yeah, clearly they knew something. We're all going to know when the rapture is, as we do now, so and it was time to go. So I take that as a positive rapture dream.
The only thing I would disagree with you is that I had a sense, and this is just crazy, it feels like a post-rapture dream.
Oh, maybe like we were there and then it's time to go back down for those who are going back down?
That was my sense. I had also a sense that maybe it was an ark dream. You know, you're sitting on the ark, you're waiting, and suddenly it's time to leave the ark and do what it is that you're supposed to do. That it was one of those two, but I honestly don't remember enough of it be able to say, but I share this only because I found it very encouraging. I don't have dreams. This did not feel like a dream. It felt real.
Wow.
Yeah, and Rojo said,
go ahead.
Rojo said from chat, Technicolor clarity sounds like a dream from God for sure. Alana, I think it really lines up with what Michelle shared. It was more of an experience, just like she experienced going up. So that I think it's really cool that both you and her had these kind of experiences. I'm really glad you shared. It's very encouraging.
Yeah, I agree.
And Billy says maybe it will continue in multi-parts. Are you able to
know? It'll have to be by email because I can't get in.
And you can't even see the chat room, Alana? You can't see it at all?
I really can't. It's very tiny, and I've got these big Facebook email icons on the left. I can't type around it. I just can't see. So
okay. Well, I'm so glad you called in. Please jump in, Alana, if you have anything else to share. I know everyone in chat, they're like, Judy, tell us what happened. I'm stalling because I'm still, like, really overwhelmed by it.
I have something to share.
Okay, go ahead, Keith.
I want to share the chapter that I'm reading on Visions of Heaven, the book, the most amazing book. Oh, boy, it's so amazing.
Okay.
The book's written from a feeler's point of view, not from a thinker's point of view, so you just can feel all this stuff she's talking about. In this part, she was in heaven, and she was talking to Jesus, and there was a throne of Father God, and everybody was worshiping the Lord, and they could just feel his wave of just glory and glory and glory. It was so amazing. And then she was quite shocked because Father God was talking about someone in the crowd, and then he stopped the whole thing, and this woman got up, and she walked into his glory and all the way in and was like sitting on his lap and talking, and everyone was just sort of shocked because it was like in the middle of a ceremony and everything. And then Jesus says, well, this is one of his friends. And then Jesus waved his hand over her eyes and showed her in a vision of earth what had gone on. This woman had, her father had abused her, and emotional abuse and just all this stuff. And then she married a husband later in life who was alcoholic and abusive, and she had 9 kids, and he left her with all 9 kids. Then she somehow ran into somebody led her to the Lord, and then every night she would eat dinner, and she would set a place for the Lord and talk to him and, like, spend time with him and just fellowship so much with the Lord. And Jesus said, you know, he said, there's, like, 2 kinds of my people that will see great rewards. He said, the people that are doing things for me will see great rewards and mansions in heaven. And he said, but the people that are fellowshipping with me a lot, he said, will have even more rewards. He said, I don't want, you know, I don't want people to take this wrong. We definitely need to bear fruit for the Lord. And if you don't have any fruit for the Lord, you're not going to have a big old mansion. But these are the people that always do. And the Lord is saying, and Jesus was saying, the fellowship is what brings the joy to his heart the most. And in
Amen.
Return, he have so many rewards. So that's the message.
That's my life message. Just
yes.
Get to know him. You don't have to do anything for him. He doesn't need you. He just wants you. He just craves you. I'm really glad you shared that. I hope everyone takes that to heart. If anything you're doing is getting in the way of a relationship with God, a lot of times a bunch of Christian activity gets in the way of your relationship with God. That's why I quit traveling the world after 3 years. I was like, I miss you, Jesus. I miss you. You can get so busy working for God that you leave God out. It happens to people all the time. The Bible warns it. Welcome, Roman. He's in chat. We love you, Roman. He just popped in. What a sweet little sweetheart. I love him. So thank you for sharing that. I do want to share this amazing thing that happened, but I do have exciting people on the line. We have beautiful Grandma Pat, and hi, sweetie. I love you. And we have Surabel. Thank you. Surabel, do you have something like edge of your seat to share? Good to have you.
Hey, excuse me here. Actually, I don't, but I'm going to have to mute. I've been on mute because it's a little noisy where I am, but I'm listening.
Okay, very good. Okay,
right.
So we're glad you're here, hon. Really glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I love you.
Love you, baby.
All right, so let's let
love you, honey.
And we have Katie. We have Katie and JoJo. Hi, Katie and JoJo.
Hey, guys.
Hey, it's me.
Katie. Hi, sweeties.
Hey, Katie.
Hi,
love
Katie.
You. Hey, Joe. Love you.
Hey, Joe.
Hey,
guys.
I'm so glad you're here. I kind of did you listen from the beginning, Katie, where I talked about when I talked to you today?
Yeah.
Okay, so. Do you want to just share a little bit about how God's overwhelming you with a really good day and the stuff, do you want to talk about that or at all, or do you just want me to share my gig?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, go. Share with us. Tell us.
Yeah, like my mom and my dad, they obviously called and they're worried about me. And Joe and I have just been talking to them and trying to smooth things over, but it's still hard on them, you know. They don't understand why I left home, and I really had to pray about it and just, you know, because, you know, God wants me to be. So this is where I am, and my family doesn't understand that. So,
of course not.
But I'm getting really rewarded for it, and it's been fun. So, yeah, right, Jeff?
It has. It's been great. I really feel like the Lord's working with not only Katie's family, but all of our families in the last step. Because making
sure.
Special I must love them.
Just follow the Holy Spirit in your heart, and you'll do what's right. You can't worry about what anybody else feels. You got to do what God wants you to do, period. That's it.
Yeah.
No matter what. It takes courage to do that. Because people will be hurt. They don't understand. But you got to follow God. Period. That's it. And there's your peace. Even if others don't have it.
So, Katie,
don't worry about other people. Pray for them. go ahead.
Katie, why were you having such a good day today? Was the Lord overwhelming you in the shower?
A lot of things, really. You know, I've got learned a lot. Life's a lot different up here than the South, and it's just been a learning experience, really. I'm surrounded by a lot of good people, and realize how blessed I am, really, just to have behind support.
Yeah.
Is that your phone breaking? Are you guys driving, Katie?
No, we're not driving.
Oh. Let's see. Someone on the line.
We're losing part of your words.
Yeah, we're losing part of Katie's words. Okay. Katie, are you, wait, now Katie's not there anymore, I don't think. Wait, are you there, Katie? Yeah, she should be there. Katie?
Yeah, I'm here.
So what's going on in your spirit with the Lord? What's he telling you? What's going on with that? Talk to us about that.
He's just telling me to be patient and wait on him and not to worry about all the stuff that's going on in the world.
Right.
Thankful for everything you're doing right now and trying to help people in these last days before he comes. So, yeah, he's really just extending his grace and for us, you know, to make us look good and make us look good.
Also, I really feel like going out of his way for us, his bride. He knows how much our family is taking this extra time, I feel like, to extend extra hope, trying to more. Another gift to us. So,
break it up, honey.
Okay, well, hey, Joe and Katie, you're just breaking up. So I only heard a little bit of what you said, Joe, so maybe call back. I want to welcome Leah. Hello, Leah. Glad you're here.
Hi, Leah. Love
you. Yeah, we love you, too. So who's 985? Who's 985? I just said 985.
Doesn't sound familiar.
Good number for me.
95, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Ben.
Oh, it's Ben! Ben Dunn, right?
Hey, finally.
Yeah.
I learned I can get off work 10 minutes early, so I'm not going to be able to make every show, but, yeah, I'm a little late. So.
Oh, you guys, this is Ben Dunn from the chat room, and he's been such a blessing. Chat a couple days ago, so we're so glad you called in. We have a voice to the writer in the chat, and he also has a YouTube channel, B3 Enzyme or something like that.
And
I have it. I've subscribed to him, and I've liked some of his videos. His stuff is really good. So that's who's on the line. Did you want to share anything with us?
I don't know yet. Huh?
Did you want to share anything with us?
Well. Something I just uploaded recently talks about, like, you know, in the Bible, God said that man is only going to live, like, 120 years, and that turns out to be 120 Jubilee years, and which I don't remember all the details correctly, but Jubilee year is 50 years, and 50 times 120 is 6,000 years. And so when you go and you take you know, like in the Bible, it shows, like, how long everybody lived. Like, Noah begat this person begat this person. And you add up all the ages of everybody, and you subtract it from 6,000, you get 2017. Consider that there is a seven-year tribulation, and you subtract 7 from 2017, you get 2010. And 3.5 years after 2010 is 2013. So since there's actually, like, no year zero A.D. or zero B.C., I don't know how exactly that worked out, but it comes out to be that that the tribulation starts this year.
Yeah, thanks. And I'm going to post your last video in the chat room. I'll post it in chat. Rosemary said she was watching your videos today. They were really good. Actually, Rosemary, can you post his last vid in chat? Because I don't want to get too distracted. I can usually do like 10 things at once, but I'm super hammered today. Roman said, wow, Ben. I think, did you join Roman's Facebook group? I hope you did.
No, I hadn't checked my Facebook yet, but I had it on last night.
Never,
are you on Facebook? Well, we can add you to the chat group.
You guys, no one has to be alone while we're waiting. You got the RC chat room. It's open for at least 10 hours a day. Well, we close it. We open it during the show, and then we close it. Well, it stays open as long as you want to stay. Last night, they were there till 3 in the morning. But Facebook is nice because it's 24/7, and it's just a bunch of really people that love God and discussing everything. I don't do Facebook personally, but I've heard it's great, and it's really edifying. So any time of day or night, if you're rapture-centric, you can hop in Facebook chat. It's not like an RCC Facebook thing. But it doesn't matter. I mean, we're not some clique. We're just a bunch of believers that are getting together and loving the Lord, okay? and we're all excited about his appearing. So I encourage everyone to go over to the Facebook chat, too, and stay in RCC chat, too. Just have a lot of fun with the Lord and all the provision and opportunity he's providing till he gets here. Okay, so I guess I'll share mine because I only have 15 minutes left. So, Ben, thanks for sharing that. We'll post the video. So basically, long story short, to wrap up everything Ben is saying, he's coming now, this year, okay?
Yeah.
According to the numbers.
Definitely.
According to the numbers.
There's like 10 million reasons why he's coming right now, but, yeah, that's just one of them.
Yeah, exactly. There is about 10 million reasons. And you know what? Somebody needs to make a song about that. 10 million reasons why he's coming now. Okay. So here we go, guys. here's my story, and it's kind of like yesterday's. Everyone knows that God has set my alarm, and he was very specific. There's a whole bunch of crackling, so I'm going to just start muting everybody. Okay. Let me try this one. Okay, I think that was it. Well, okay, if I hear it again, I just muted Katie and Joe. I think it's not them. Okay. Who's making crackling noise? Is that my red heifer? Keith, I will mute you. Sometimes Keith, no, it's not Keith. Oh, how I falsely accused. Okay. who is making that? You guys hearing that crackling sound? It's making me crazy.
Try my home phone. Try my home line.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that was me.
Okay. So, I unmuted you, Katie. Sorry. Joe's like, it's not us. Unmute us. Okay, Joe. Sorry. I know. I'm so evil. Okay. I got you. Tana thinks maybe it was her. I unmuted you, Jojo. Thanks for texting me.
Here's Juju.
Yeah, I can hear you. Did you have something to share?
Yeah, what I was trying to say before, even meditating before in the shower with the Lord, I was like, I really think in my feel and my spirit, this is what's going on right now. Take time as a gift to us as bride to take extra time to reach out to our families extra because he knows how much it would pain us if they didn't make it. So I really strongly think he's doing radical things. I see him doing radical things. And it's a gift for us. And that's why got over rushing him a while ago because it's a personal thing, but he kind of, not something on me where I was just like, wow, yes, okay. So, I'll wait as long as you need me to. Or, I know we all feel the same way, but it's also nice to, he's taking this time for us. This is a gift. I mean, he's doing many things, but I really feel like he's gifting us by taking time, extra time with our families, by anyone we love. Really have an outpouring of spirit, to give them just as much of a chance as possible, extra chance even, as a gift to us so they can make it. And that's, he's doing that with so many things. And again, our Father God feels so much love for all of his creation that he doesn't want to lose a single person. Again, everyone has an invite to the banquet.
Thank you. Joe, that's so true. Thank you so much. And thanks to Rojo. She just posted Ben's latest video in the chat room so people can watch that after the show. He put together a bunch of numbers. It's a really good vid. Thank you, Joe. Anything else to share on that? Because I think we all really want our families to be there. So that's so true.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much more, but I mean, yeah, that's enough for now. You know, our Lord, I know, he knows, believe me, it's harder for him right now than it is for us. He loves us in ways that we don't even know how to love yet. And he's also working with us. Like, you know, I feel, you know, my spirit feels so much stronger than it did 9-11 months ago. And
yeah.
The blessings he's already given me, and, you know, how he's given the eyes to see and ears to hear, and that used to just be like a verse. Now I understand that, like, in way, you know, I always figured I would, but it's like, it's come to life. So many things have come to pass that he said would, that it's just, it's more encouraging than anything else. And again, you know, I'll wake up in the morning, you know, some mornings and be like, oh, and start off, you know, the day, where are you, Lord? But sometimes I'm excited, and also even having kids. Going up to having people come up to us. People are coming up to us more than we're even going to people.
Wow.
And it's an honor and a privilege to, you know, to be used like that. It's really, you know, it helps to find. Sure.
Yeah. So true. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep us posted because it's so encouraging to hear what God's doing over there.
He's done so much. We're going to commit it to paper, so tomorrow when we share, we don't even know where to start. Like, it's really been that much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, wow. So I'm gonna share now, if it's okay. It's gonna take me maybe more time, so we might have to go on the podcast, but you'll have to listen in the archives if it goes past. It's just crazy, incredible. It's why I'm in the state I'm in right now. Okay, so God's doing this alarm thing, and I really said that it feels like, and Katie said she feels like the same way, it feels like it did the first month that he landed on our son and the first date set when we knew he was coming. Like, that's what it feels like right now for me, but it's not, it's God telling me, like, he's coming, and I just can't make any plans at all. I couldn't do anything. We had a weekend plan. Everything stopped because of what the Lord's doing. And basically what he did, you guys know he set my alarm for 5:01 for Saturday and Sunday. And God was very specific when he set my alarm. I mean, there's lots of buttons you can press on this brand new phone. It's the Samsung S4 Mini Galaxy. And if you have that phone, you'll notice that there's an alarm on it. And within that alarm, the Lord went to my clock, and he went to the alarm, and he got very specific. He didn't press repeat weekly button, but when he had set my alarm, he specifically set it to a melody rather than a vibrate. He specifically set it to morning flower alarm tone. There's like 50 alarm tones to choose from. He chose that. But he also was very specific in how he wanted the alarm to go off. He made sure that it was on snooze rather than smart alarm or location. So snooze means that my alarm would go off every 5 minutes, three times. So if I don't hear it by the third time, I miss it. Okay. So that's what the Lord set my clock to on my phone. Okay. So with that being said, I've had a hard time sleeping the last couple nights since he set this alarm on Monday and set it for Saturday and Sunday. I just know this weekend is huge. So I have slept, but not a ton. It's been real, and a lot of people in the bride have felt that way this weekend. I've met Jerry and Katie said, and Katie and Joe and Tana and Jerry and a few other people are kind of up. And it's not like a bad up. It's just like it's an expectant up, right? We're expectant. So anyway, I didn't fellowship when the Lord is flirting this heavy with me. I get kind of like, it's kind of like, it's a real relationship when the flirting's really heavy, you get alone. You know what I mean? And I'm not meaning it in a sexual way, okay? I'm talking a spiritual relationship with your creator. So when the flirting got this heavy, I haven't been in the late night chat because it's like way too holy. It's like, I just have to talk to him because I'm so overwhelmed with what he's doing here with this phone. And I know, and what he's telling me, it's not just the phone, it's what he's telling me all day long, and stuff is so huge that I almost, I haven't shared the stuff he's saying because it's just, he's leaving me speechless, okay? And so bottom line is this, in the middle of the night last night, I woke up, I just was up off and on, and then I finally did go to bed, probably like a really deep sleep around 3. I missed my alarm. The 3 times it went off, I missed it, okay, because I was in a deep sleep, so I missed it, but it did go off. So, but what happened, so my alarm went off at 5:01 3 times, but at 5:20, God woke me up, okay, and here's how he woke me up. My laptop started playing the song that I played, Belshazzar. Jerry, can you help me out here? Because I told you everything. I just need help if I forget anything.
Okay.
But basically, so the Belshazzar song that I played at the beginning of the show by Johnny Cash is what God, it was blaring on my laptop, okay? So I don't know how he did that, but he did that, okay, at 5:20. And so I literally woke up to the song, this song blaring, saying, "You have been weighed in the balance and have been found wanting." And the words, you guys know the song, right? I played it. I'll play it again if I need to. But I've liked the video. I've liked his song to my channel. It's and it's about the story of Belshazzar, the writing on the wall, where he said, "Your kingdom has come to an end today. You will die." Okay. So, Jerry, can you share a little bit about the Belshazzar story if people aren't familiar with it in the Bible?
Well, it's out of Daniel, and it's the handwriting on the wall story. And the bottom line is that Belshazzar had a very he took all the elements he had brought out of storage or whatever, all of the elements that were housed in the temple in Israel, and they started partying with them and really, really offending God. And then this hand appeared on the wall and said, "You know, you've been weighed in the balance and found wanting." Well, nobody could interpret the handwriting on the wall, but Belshazzar was immediately scared. And eventually they called on Daniel, who was quite old, and he gave him the message, which is, you know, you're basically, you're weighed in the balance, you found wanting, and you're going to die tonight, which he did. That's exactly how it played out. That is when his kingdom was overrun and mm-hmm. The Medes took over Babylon.
So for those of you that aren't familiar with this Bible story, it is in Daniel. And just look it up, Belshazzar. And it's a fun Bible story, so there's a lot of videos on it too. So that's the song that Johnny Cash wrote about, okay? And he's just got a great voice, and I know I'm going to meet him in heaven. I can't wait. But you guys, the Lord woke me up at 5:20 to my laptop doing that. How could my laptop do that? I have no idea. But I was so shocked because I probably fell into a deep sleep around 3 a.m. And like I said, I went to bed with just me and the Lord. Usually I'll walk the cats, and I might call Jerry or Joe or Katie or just whatever, but I didn't. It's been really holy. This weekend has been like me tucked away with God. And yeah. I didn't even walk the cast last night. I was down, and I said, "Lord, I need you." I feel like I'm going to die with all these things you're telling me. If I wake up here, I'm going to die because you're telling me you're coming now, and you can't keep doing this. It's like, I didn't ask for you to do all this. I told him, I said, "I didn't ask for you to do all this stuff. I know you're coming. I'm good with today yeah. being the day, but you're like pointing me to this weekend, and it's freaking me out. Like, are you coming? What's going on?" And so I went to bed in that frame of mind because I'm real with God, okay? I just needed to be with him and him alone and nobody else. I couldn't – it's so – what he's doing is so, like – it's just, like, I need to hear from him. So, basically, you guys, thanks for letting me share my little story here because, like, basically what happened was at 5:20, that song woke me up. And I was totally stunned because I was in a deep sleep at 3 a.m., so I was in the middle of a deep REM cycle at 5, you know what I'm saying? So I opened my eyes at 5:20, and the first thing I thought of, my alarm, did it go off? And I looked at the clock, and it was 5:20, and I'm like, oh, I missed the alarm. I was just like, I missed my alarm. I was just like upset about that. But the way the Lord woke me up was by the music on my laptop. And that's how he chose to wake me. But that's not the end of it. The dream I had, in my dream, I was a different person. I was a person in the world. And so he was letting me, he was showing me I was a type of the world. And the Belshazzar thing has been, he was showing me, Jerry, can you help explain it the way I was telling you how he was showing me? Like, the Belshazzar song coming on was saying the Lord has weighed the world right now.
Right.
It has been found wanting. Okay, the world has been found wanting. And the demise is here. It's coming. It's here. It's been found wanting. And it frightened me because in my dream, even though it was me, I knew it wasn't me because I had a different child. I had a girl. And he was showing me that I represented the world. I was, you know, how you study in the Bible, you're a type of Christ. This is a type of this. Well, I was a type of the world in my dream. So this was all very stunning to me. I had just woken up. I was rather shocked by it all. I was like, oh, like he's showing me that he's judging this world, and the world is found wanting, okay, and their kingdom is going to end today. All
right?
So
that's
the song he woke me up, but I'm still not done. So then I go back to sleep, totally overwhelmed and going, God, I just need you to come now. I'm overwhelmed. I'm just overwhelmed, like almost like stop, but I don't want him to stop. And so I went back to sleep. And when I went back to sleep, I woke up. What time did I call you, Jerry? Because I called Jerry. And
about 20 after 8 your time, I think.
Okay, yeah, so I was really groggy because I didn't sleep much, went to 3, God woke me up at 5, and then 5:20 to be exact, and then he shows me that I missed my alarm, much like the world. He was showing me the world's missing the alarm. He set my alarm for 3 times, and I didn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
He was showing me I was the type of the world. I missed my alarm 3 times. The world's missing it, okay? They're missing the alarm. And we know that in Bible, many people are going to miss it, okay? But their time for the harvest is in the trib. It's still not going to be too late. But the Lord's saying his judgment is here. It's now. You have been found wanting. Your time is over. You missed the alarms. I'm coming, okay? So that's what he's speaking to me. And then I called Jerry, and I'm totally freaking out because, well, how was I acting, Jerry? Was I acting like I normally do?
you were like almost, I would say almost dazed, you know, combination of freaking out and hammered. But I wasn't so far off of that myself. You know, I want to quickly review a couple of things. First of all, remember that her phone was sort of miraculously set for...
Okay, by the way, hold on, Jerry. We're going to be going in the archives with this story, and Andre, you have to call in and share your story tomorrow if we're here. I don't think we will be, but we're going to go in the archives so you guys can finish hearing this because I'm only halfway done with what else God showed me, and he reset my alarm for another day, and I want to share that day. We have 90 seconds left, so just listen to the show in the archives. We're just going to share the story, and then it should be right up. It only takes like 10 minutes for the show to go up, and we only have about maybe less than 15 more minutes to share. Okay, so go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, well, this all started when the Lord miraculously set your phone during the show that you were hosting for an alarm for yesterday, last Monday, an alarm for Saturday and Sunday, which is this weekend. So we're in the Sunday of that weekend. And he didn't have it on repeat. He just set it for those 2 days. Then the alarm went off to prove that it worked, kind of, I think, yesterday morning. I'm just realizing right now, Judy, that it was a miracle you didn't wake up when the alarm went off this morning in order that you would be awakened by the Belshazzar song.
I know. I know.
And so you're awakened by this Belshazzar song. What that alarm does... is because we talked about it. We were trying to figure out how it works. Judy spent some time with it. She mentioned it. Basically, it goes off every 5 minutes. And so there's a 15-minute cycle, 15 minutes plus, that thing works through. So she was awakened only minutes after the alarm by itself stopped. And then the Belshazzar song came on and woke her up with "You've Been Weighed in the Balance." So
how many minutes? I woke up at 5:20 because I know it was 5:20 because the song was playing on my laptop and there's a big clock on my laptop and I was like, 5:20, I missed my alarm. I was freaking out because I missed the alarm. I wanted to hear it again like I heard it Saturday. So if you think about it, if it goes off five times,
every five minutes,
that means it stopped at 5:16, right? Is that right? Am I doing the math right?
Something, yeah, however long it goes. But it's not going to go for 5 minutes if it's set 5 minutes apart. So obviously it's going off and you didn't hear it. And yet you did get an alarm.
And it is really big because I had my phone right next to me the same way I went to sleep with it the previous night when the alarm blaringly woke me up. So the fact that I slept through it, okay.
But just a couple of minutes later, this Belshazzar song comes on, and that wakes you up, and I believe that's meant to be the alarm, and it's alarm for everybody. And you know, we have been looking at this day, September 7th, many have. I've been led to the 7th and the 8th kind of overlap, the Sunday-Monday overlap, and here we are. And then thinking that possibly this could be our translation Enoch walk day. And then as according to what you were told by the Lord in Little John, the rapture would be 7 days later, approximately. And that would be next
Sunday.
7 days,
no more than 2 weeks, yes. He said 7 days, no more than 2 weeks,
yep.
He always wants to leave a mystery. Yeah. Jerry, I didn't tell them yet what happened. I didn't tell them the craziest part.
Right.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so I tell Jerry, I cannot believe this. I was really kind of panicked at first. I got on my knees. I was like, Lord, it was just overwhelming, okay? So I had the same panic I had. Go ahead.
Well, I think one part of that was you were trying to figure out how the dream related to you because you were like, it was showing you all kinds of things that were part of, that kind of related to you, but weren't you, and especially at this moment. And I think it took a few minutes for you to figure out that it was, in fact, we were talking about it when you really realized that it was not you, it was sort of the opposite of what you're doing right now, as you said, in the world.
Yes, because the thing is, guys, there's so much. The day that the Lord told me to give my car away, I woke up in the same fashion. I don't know how to describe it, but a panic attack. It's like a panic attack. It's like the Lord allows it, though. It's not like some weird – it's like he allows it, okay? So he only did this one other time since he fell on my son. I literally woke up with panic, and I got on my knees the one morning, and I said, Lord, what is it you want me to do? Did I do something wrong? Because when the Lord lets the enemy get me like this, I always, my first thing is repent. Did I do anything wrong? And the Lord said, no. He said, get rid of your car now. Give your car away now, and it will be gone. So the minute I obeyed and said, okay, when I got up from my knees, the attack left completely. The way I can describe it, the way the Lord lets the enemy do with me, it feels like I'm choking and it feels like I'm having a panic attack. And the Lord has allowed these things to happen in my life. I'm not afraid of the devil. He can't do anything the Lord doesn't let him do. But it's interesting that it happened again last night. It happened on my car thing, and it happened one other time when the Lord fell on my son. Actually, now I'm remembering the third time was when he was choking me when I woke up, and I only thought of the name Jesus, and it went away. And that was when Kevin was still here. And that was huge because God was showing me, you don't even have to say his name out loud. You just think his name and the devil flees. So bottom line is this. when I woke up, there was panic going on, that same thing. So when he did that before with my car, he said, give your car away now and this will be gone. So the minute I obeyed, that I didn't even give the car away yet, but the minute I went to go get the pink slip, I literally walked, God took it away because he saw I was being obedient. So, and I had given the car within 5 minutes. It was given away. I had the pink slip. I knew exactly where it was at. And that's what he wanted me to do. So when this happened after this dream, I'm like shaking and panicking. What does this mean? Like I got on my knees and I'm like, Lord, is there anything, if I repent, you know? And he was like, again, he was letting me know, no, 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 you know? And so then I went to the bathroom and then the attack left, like completely gone. Like he just, And so, but we figured it out when I called Jerry, when I had to talk it through with Jerry what exactly went on,
right.
Then we figured out what the Lord was saying and really felt the anointing on the phone call. And like I said, you guys, don't get too religious. Sometimes God wants you to talk it out with somebody. I'm the type of person that goes to God first, and he has to literally make me talk to somebody to make me talk. And so I was so, you know, like, these things that he's been doing lately have been so over the top that I have to call somebody. And I hesitate to do it because I want just the Lord's opinion, but Jerry has been fasting for almost seven days now. He's very much dead, okay? So he's a really good guy to go to. So I trust what he's saying, and I also, the Lord told me to go to him. So anyway, long story, he's my brother in Christ, and I'm so grateful for that. So anyway, long story short, I said, Jerry, you're not going to believe this. Right as we were talking, I said, God reset my alarm. Okay, now, originally when God set my alarm, he didn't press the, there's a button that he could have pressed that could have made it go weekly. So every Saturday and Sunday it would go off. That button wasn't pressed. Okay, so, but what he did do was he set it not for Saturday, but he set it for Sunday. And then my phone went like flashing. It went back to the alarm and it said, alarm will go off in 6 days, 23 hours, whatever. I was like, Jerry, he set my alarm again.
That's right.
He set it for Sunday, the 14th, you guys. Okay? So this is what's happening to me. I can't deny it. It's the Lord. The Lord's telling me it's him. And it's over the top. And I just need to share it with you guys. Take it as you want. Here's what I am interpreting it. I'm just going to be really bold and tell you what I think he's saying. But he's also leaving it open to his mystery, okay? So if we wake up here tomorrow, I don't plan on it. I really feel like he showed me, and me and Jerry kind of both got this, but I feel like he's showing me we're going today. And this is why he told me to go off YouTube, because not everyone gets to hear this stuff, you know? It's like, this is for family, okay? God doesn't just give away his pearls. And Jerry, the interpretation we were getting was that we go today and the alarm is set. We get translated today. The worldwide rapture is on the 14th, right?
Right.
And then the 3 days of darkness,
I would say 14, 15, because I really, you know, clearly now we're talking overnight.
Yeah, it's time zones. So the worldwide rapture happens the 14th and 15th. We get translated today. 7th and 8th, 14th, 15th, and then that would fit in with Sherry's word of the Lord told her something horrible was going to be happening on the 19th and 20th of September, and that would be the 3 days of darkness would be spiritual darkness when God takes his entire bride from the earth is the 16th and 18th, and then he told little John on the fourth day, that would be the 19th, that there's going to be a full 24 hours of comets raining down, and then on the fifth day, that would be the 20th of September, that would be the 24 hours of nukes. Coming down a full straight 24 hours, okay? So, and Sherry had been given that a while back, that something, calamity was going to happen on those days. So is this what we put together, Jerry? This is pretty much it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I would only add that doesn't mean nothing bad will happen this coming week. It just means the judgment after the rapture comes.
Yeah, we're talking like the big one, okay? We know that we're having minor things happen, but I'm talking catastrophic tidal waves, all that. We're not, you know, what we're saying is he told this bride, the translated bride, we're not going to see major catastrophe. And he told my son, it doesn't seem like the worldwide rapture bride is, but what could happen is since a lot of the people in the worldwide rapture do see a lot of calamity, maybe they're going to see something before they go up. But we know that the big steps start on the fourth day. That's the big stuff. So whatever anyone sees before then is going to be small compared to comets raining down for 24 hours. It's going to be small compared to the fifth day where the nukes hit for a full 24 hours in key cities all across America, okay? And never mind my dream that Russia took out Canada with a nuke. So is this what we got, Jerry?
Yeah, I think it is. It also fits with scripture in actually, I forget what book it's in, but anyway, it's Haggai, and he is he gathers the Israelis, and it's when they are convicted of the Lord to rebuild the temple on the day, the 24th of Elul, which is, I forget right now, but Thursday or Friday. And it fits perfectly with, and remember that they could be rebuilding their spiritual temple.
Yeah.
Or even both, physical temple.
Yeah, and so the Lord is really telling me, this is why I hesitated to share it, because it's like, it's today then. This is the today that we've been all been waiting for the translation, and I'm like, God, like, I can't take another one of these. Like, this is so huge, what you're doing. Is this really it? And so all day long was a really holy day for me. Like I said, I just have been really to myself. I got up to take my son to do a couple things, but other than that, and this is the day that the RC asteroid flies by the Earth and the Moon.
That's right.
It's so prophetic because we'll be flying by the Earth and the Moon as we leave, and that would be us, the rapture-centric asteroid. God has a sense of humor. So, guys, I really believe it's today, today, okay? the Lord's doing this, but let's say we wake up here tomorrow. I don't be discouraged. I already put in my heart I'm not going to be, because I believe this is what the Lord's wanting me to believe, that it really is today. But if we wake up here tomorrow, he set my alarm for Sunday the 14th. And the Lord speaks to me, okay, but he leads his mystery too, okay? He leads his mystery with all of us. So I'm like, Lord, is it really today? And he wants me to believe that. So, but I know that the way he's working in this last hour, we don't fully comprehend it. So do I plan on being here tomorrow? Absolutely not. Of any weekend I've ever felt, I believe we're out. But this is, and this also lines up with John, Peter John's thing of the first harpazo starts today according to his calendar, okay? And I respect him because, like I said, he walks in a lot of love, and I look at people's love walk, and I respect people who walk in love. And so I respect what he has to say. And I also respect Jonathan Kleck. I don't see him putting down people and being mean. And those are two people I really listen to with regard to what the Lord's speaking. And then everybody at RCC, I must say. that's why I always want people to call in, because I listen to RCC and I listen to my Lord. But people here are here for the right motives, the right reasons. God has put us together and given us clues. So this is a really holy place to be. Again, aside from that, I listen to the RCC folks. It matters to me what people think about this whole ordeal. This is what I believe God's showing me, so I just wanted to share this. And I believe we're out. And I guess from our calculations, me and Jerry and the Lord, as we're praying and talking to God, you know, if it's not today that we translate, it's a very high possibility that it's Sunday. But I believe from the dream he told me that the world has been found in the balance. I mean, the world has been found wanting. They've been tested and weighed in the balance and have been found wanting, and this is it. Okay? And that lined up with my dream and with the song he woke me up with. I mean, this is undeniable, okay? This is just undeniable, and then all the revelation he gave me after that. And so this is it. This is the end. Okay, so be excited. Get all your stuff together. Okay, there was one loose end that I didn't think of, but the Lord reminded me today that I needed to do, and I did it absolutely first thing. I went and talked to my sister. There was one loose end he reminded me of. So I'm good now. I got all my stuff covered for when I leave. So make sure you have your stuff covered, guys. Make sure you have your letters done or whatever you need to do for the people left behind. Make sure you have it done, because this is it. And you know, if not, I believe it's next Sunday. He set my alarm for the 14th. Go ask the Lord what all this means. Bring it before him. I'm sharing something that to me is really huge, and I hope you're blessed by it. Anything else, Jerry?
Two or three things. I just put into chat. I want to remind everybody that on the Enoch calendar, which is the walk that the Lord told you, you know, that your little son would be on the day, the moment he was born, he would walk like Enoch. And that is for the rapture-centric church. That's for us, our church and family.
Yep.
And on the Enoch calendar, which is a real calendar, Rosh Hashanah is not the 25th of September. It is the 15th, which is exactly the day that we expect the rapture based on what we've been shown the last week.
The worldwide rapture. The worldwide rapture,
The worldwide rapture. Another thing that I will throw out there is that I really don't believe I'm going to eat another meal here on Earth. And if we are here in the morning, I may well wait till around noon, because that's about the last time I ate on Monday. And okay. I fully expect that if I do get any food on a plate and sit down in front of it, that I will poof right then and there. I get to eat it.
Wow. So, Jerry, what we're saying is, you guys, we're saying this pretty boldly. That's why I was hesitating to share this. But what I'm saying pretty boldly is we go today, tomorrow. We leave 7th and 8th. The worldwide rapture is the 14th and 15th, based on my dream and based on the God setting my alarm. Okay? I'm just sharing what he's wanting me to believe. Okay? Is that what we're saying, Jer?
Yep. Yep, we're seeing that. There's one other thing about that alarm. I just want to reiterate. I mentioned it once, but the alarm is not on a repeat cycle. You check that out, and it will not repeat. And if it had been, it would have repeated both for Saturday and Sunday, which it's not set to do. It's only set to go off next Sunday.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
After this. So I just want everybody to understand that this is actually two settings of the alarm. The first time for Saturday and Sunday today. And then now, as of this morning, it's set for next Sunday also.
And he only set it for Sunday. And you know what's interesting, and that's again at 5:01, but so that means he's really set my alarm three times, even though it's only been twice, but it's 3 days. You know what I'm saying? Saturday, Sunday, and then Sunday again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what? I am the type that doesn't want to re-lot into stuff, okay? I really don't. I don't do stuff like this. This isn't me. You guys have known me from the start. You know, God fell on my son. I believe everything God told him, because God told me to believe it all, take it all literally. This is it. This is what I'm saying. But have you ever have I ever been known to go off on a little trail like this? No, I don't, okay? Do I ever want to, like, take the show away from Tana to host it? No, I like to hang out and chat, okay? I'm just waiting for the Lord. Every today is exciting till he gets here. I didn't expect he was going to do another major date set with me personally. I'm excited, okay? And you should be too. And should we wake
Absolutely.
Up tomorrow? I still think he's coming tomorrow. Should we wake up the next day? I think it's the next day. If we go in further to the week, I think we're leaving Sunday, Monday, and then it takes. This is really truly what I believe. I really believe that we're leaving now. But let's say he set my alarm because that's when we're leaving, the 14th, 15th. Well, you know, 7 days later would be the 21st and 22nd for the worldwide rapture. And God did show Roman that, you know, the 21st. Remember that?
Yep.
So
that's
I'm
right.
just saying this is right. huge, you guys. The Lord is speaking. Ask him, say what, you know, ask him for more revelation on this if you feel like it, or just take it for what it is, because that's what I do. I try not to get too weird. So all day long today, after I talked to Jerry, I was really overwhelmed. I can't get weird. I just have to just keep it real. I got to talk to God. He has to tell me. So the Lord just told me all day long. I'm like, God, do you want to share anything else? I'm not going to get all weird, you know. I've seen weird Christians. I don't like all that kind of, I want it to be authentically God, okay? I don't want to read into stuff that's not there. That's why Jerry's been a good one to talk to for me personally, because you guys see how Jerry is. It's a good mix of personality. So what the thing is I said, Lord, and then the Lord really, he was so sweet to me all day. He just said, yeah, just don't even think about it. Just don't think about it. Just share it when the time comes on the show. Just share everything. And I shared it. I shared exactly how the Lord wanted me to share. I thought he would give me throughout the day a whole bunch more stuff. So I said, Jerry, I'll call you before the show. I'll call you
That's
if
right.
he gives me a bunch more. And Jerry was like, yeah, me too. I'll call you if he got a lot more. But both of us didn't get anything more, huh, Jerry?
Not really.
Nothing else.
No, and I even asked him. I felt like, wow, that was a surprise. But we have all we need to say. I asked before the show whether there was something, you know, that we should add. And he said, no, that's all. And while I'm speaking here, I'll just say I want to remind that, first of all, the Lord, I can tell you the Lord did give me today, as in this Sunday a couple of days ago, for Translation Day. And also that I started my hunger strike on Monday, and Monday wasn't even over before I knew that he was in it. And I now absolutely believe, because he's in it, that he inspired it. And so tomorrow is a week. So it's very profound. It's, you know, it's a big deal. It's a very big deal.
Yeah. Well, I love everybody. You know, this is God's rapture-centric church. This church was founded on date setters and dates that God has set with his people. So God just set a huge date with me, you guys, and I just wanted to share it. It means a lot to me. It's very personal, and I hesitated to even share it, but God wanted me to, and that's why he told me to do the show both days this weekend. I didn't know he was going to make this happen. I didn't know that, okay? And so, again, this is what rapture-centric church is all about. It's with dates that God has set with people that he loves, and he wants us to be excited about these dates. So I am 100%. I'm not, you know, and I hope you are too. So I don't know what else to say. I'm so grateful for this body, and I really can't wait to hug everybody and just we all get to meet. And I'm just feeling really overwhelmed and full of love for everybody and Jesus, and I'm serious. We're going to have a big doggy pile. We can't just hug regular. We love each other. We're going to be like doggy pile, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. I was just going to say, you know, love you all, and I really expect to see you in hours.
Yeah. Right when you said that, I just got hammered. Say that again, Jerry.
I love you all, and I really expect to see you in hours.
Whoa! Okay, with that, we are going to end this show. God bless everybody, and be excited, and get excited about the other date he gave in addition to today. The other date is Sunday the 14th, but again, it's today, every day. But he's telling both Jerry and I and a couple other people at RCC that it's today. He's told Peter John today is a high harpazo, first harpazo date. Go to the Lord. But most of all, everyone, get your house in order if it's not in order, because if you poof, you want people to know where you went, okay? And I'm going to play the song that God woke me up with, and I'm going to end the show on that. Does that sound good, Jerry? Is there anything else you need to share?
I love it. Let's go.
Okay, I love you guys. I'm going to play the Belshazzar song that God woke me up at 5:20, okay? maybe somebody has a reason for that, but it was 5:20 when he woke me up, okay? All right, so here it goes. God bless you. Love you guys. See you in the air. Come.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all. Well, the Bible tells us about a man who ruled Babylon and all its land. Around the city he built a wall and declared that Babylon would never fall. He had concubines and wives. He called his Babylon paradise. On his throne he drank and ate, but for Belshazzar it was getting late. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. Well, the people feasted and drank their wine and praised the false gods of his time. All holy things they scorned and mocked, but suddenly all their mocking stopped. For on the wall there appeared a hand, nothing else, there was no man. And but the hand began to write, and Belshazzar couldn't hide his fright. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. what was written by the mystic hand. Belshazzar tried but couldn't find a man who could give him peace of mind. But Daniel the prophet, a man of God, he saw the writing on the wall in blood. Belshazzar asked him what it said, and Daniel turned to the wall and read, "My friend, you're weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your kingdom is divided, it can't stand. You're weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your houses are built upon the sand."
God bless you, RCC. I love you. I can't wait to doggy pile. We're just going to be in love everlasting. So I'll see you in the air. Love you guys. Bye.